Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
New Hampshire voters have a new presidential candidate to consider as they look ahead to the Republican primary next year. Texas Governor Rick Perry made his first campaign visit to New Hampshire over the weekend, and he's expected to return soon. WBUR's Fred Tice has this look on how Perry is playing in New Hampshire.
Rick Perry stepped out onto the backyard pool patio of Deputy House Speaker Pam Tucker, waved at the crowd of about 150 curious Republicans who'd come to Greenland to hear him, and said, "Hi, y'all." Before long, he was answering questions.
"Yes, sir. There's hands going up everywhere. Somebody just get after it."
People asked Perry about everything from energy to Israel.
"Israel's not ever going to have to worry if I'm the President of the United States where we're going to be. We're going to be standing with our friends. And if you are our enemy, we're not just going to give you some lip service. If you try to hurt the United States, we will come defeat you."
Perry does not shy away from talking about his faith.
"Well, there are certain values that you don't compromise. I mean, there are certain things in my life. I'll tell you, for instance, my faith is something I'm not going to compromise."
Warren Groon, a state representative from Rochester, was among the many at the party who liked that Perry was talking about his religion.
"I love his religious views. I'm a born-again Christian just like he is. And if born-again Christians are going to be prohibited from being open about their faith and prohibited from being involved in public office, then we're a hurting nation."
Like Bruin, many of the guests identified with the Tea Party, and the Tea Party includes many evangelical Christians. University of New Hampshire Survey Center Director Andy Smith says Republican activists in New Hampshire tend to be religious, but Smith says that's not the case with many voters, Republicans and independents, who are expected to turn out in next year's Republican presidential primary.
"One of the things about New Hampshire that's different than a lot of the early primary states is that New Hampshire is one of the least religious states in the country. So candidates who invoke social conservative ideas and religion in particular typically don't do that well here. So Perry's openly advocating his religion isn't probably a very good campaign tactic in New Hampshire."
Still, at this weekend's party, even those who saw themselves as not particularly religious thought Perry's open embrace of his faith wouldn't hurt him. John Tucker was one of the hosts.
"To me, it's neutral. I mean, I go to church, not as much as I should, but I think having a man of faith is great. I don't think it's a negative. I don't think it's a positive. I just think it's a neutral."
Perry joins plenty of other conservatives in the race. Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, Ron Paul, and Michelle Bachmann are all trying to be the conservative candidate who will challenge frontrunner Mitt Romney. The University of New Hampshire's Andrew Smith believes that Perry is likely to take votes away from those other conservatives and not from Romney.
"I think the biggest thing that Perry's entry into the race will do is to further crowd the conservative wing of the Republican field here in New Hampshire. The moderate wing is pretty much still Mitt Romney."
And Smith points out that moderates will likely make up the bulk of the voters come primary day. But the guests who heard Perry think he could spell trouble for Romney. They have trouble with Romney's changes in positions on abortion over the years. They don't understand how he can defend creating universal health insurance coverage in Massachusetts, but criticize President Obama's national health insurance plan. Jerry DeLamis, chairman of the Granite State Patriots Liberty PAC, a Tea Party group, found that, unlike Romney, Perry is a forceful speaker.
"One of the differences I noticed is you know exactly where he's coming from. When the question is asked, you get the answer, and it doesn't take the long way around the barn, and by the time you're done, you're not sure what it was he said. And he's very clear, very specific about what he believes, and I respect that."
Romney has been running on economic issues as the able manager who can create jobs again. The economic approach Perry offered this weekend was simple.
"If it's not coming in, we're not going to spend it."
That simplicity appealed to people like this Greenland engineer, Barbara Gibney.
"I am very impressed with the back-to-basics philosophy. It's refreshing to me.
It's a whole new race now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.